Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about bird dogs. That's us. And hopefully you, and how we get there first. Great show today, Jill. Let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. Gary asked, my first deal was just about to go through, and the guy calls me and asks about the type of deed. I explained what a special warranty deed is, and then he went on to tell me how he bought it from a tax sale, and the previous owners want it back. Is there something wrong with the title and it cannot be insured until 10 years or so? He wants to make sure the special warranty deed doesn't hold him liable. After the sale, he wants to do a quick claim deed. It's in Colorado and I'm paying $1,500.
What are your initial thoughts on this?
That the previous owner does not have a leg to stand on.
Well, let me
it's a little too late for that now.
Let me just bring it down to the third grade / Sesame Street level here. Somebody owned this property and they didn't pay the taxes for a super long time. The county took it back and it went to a tax sale and somebody bought it. Probably the guy that's selling it to Gary here. Well, the people who didn't pay the taxes for a really long time apparently want it back. And they probably are going to have difficult to an impossible time getting it back because the protocol, it's statutory. So the state statutes mandate how these properties go back and forth through ownership. But that doesn't change the fact that they want it back. So this is my advice, and this is exactly what I would do. I would close the file on this and walk away. There's so many deals out there you can go through, and Jill said it a million times. Why go through the headache of a property, even if you are right, when all you got to do is send out more mail to get more deals?
So I had another idea here too.
But that's the background on this, and this happens once in a great while. He's wrapping it all up in a question about special warranty deeds versus warranty deeds versus, treasurer's deeds or quick claim, which I'm going to explain the definitions here in just very briefly in a second, but go ahead, Jill.
My other thought was, okay, so let's, big picture, if they really want this property back, there's going to be attorneys involved, and attorneys can be expensive to probably go with the county and try to get it back, don't you think? So there's going to be some
time. A lot more expensive than $1,500.
That's what I'm thinking. So here's my thing. I might sell it back to him.
Beautiful, Jill. That's perfect solution to this.
He could buy it and own it and sell it right back to him.
But Jill's solution is awesome. But here's, in my opinion, one of the flaws with that. Now you're doing a deal. What? I thought we were supposed to sit here and do deals all day. Do you want to go to do a special deal and make $50? No. You want to send a bunch of mail out, have easy, simple transactions to do that don't involve stuff like this. The seller signs the purchase agreement, you do the deal, and you put it in your marketing machine and sell it. Those are the kinds of deals we're here to do. We're not here to talk about, my aunt wants the property back, but my cousin's in. Now you might as well just go do a real estate deal as a real estate agent and talk to everybody about the color of curtains and stuff. You want to just get in a machine. And I would have closed the second they said the seller wants to do this, the previous owner at the tax sale, previous tax sale owner, I would have just closed it and said, yeah, there's going to be a lot of talking and a lot of whining. I'm out.
That's great advice. Thanks.
All right. So technically, a warranty deed, if you sign your name to a warranty deed, you are warranting the title all the way back to Homestead. Who the heck wants to do that? Not me. A special warranty deed warrants the quality of the title for the time that you owned it. In our case, a couple of weeks, a month, maybe 2 months. No problem there, because we owned it. A quick claim deed provides no warrant in any way. Should you run away from quick claim deeds? Not at all. Jill and I do tons of quick claim deeds all the time. These are very low priced assets, and in all the 15,000 plus transactions we've done, I'm knocking on my glass desk because there's no wood around. Oh, wait, here's some wood. We have not had any tile problems. So Jill's famous for saying, Gary, I think you're just getting caught up a little bit in some stuff that you don't need to worry about. Close this file, send some more mail out, and do some real simple deals, especially if you're new. I don't know Gary. Do you know Gary, Jill?
Mm-mm.
I don't either. A lot of members we know by their first name. So, yeah. Anything else?
Jill? No, thank
you. Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Today's topic, I wrote this title and I love this topic. It came from, I'll tell you in a second. Today's topic, bird dogs get there first. This is the meat of the show. Jill and I were at a holiday gathering recently and somebody asked me, as they always do, oh, so I heard you're in real estate. What do you guys do? And I said, we're bird dogs. And it immediately clicked with him. And I've never answered that question that way. I've been struggling to answer this question for more than a decade. What do you do in real estate? Bird dogs, you know, it comes from going hunting with birds and shotguns and stuff. You know, they get there first. They go retrieve the duck that you just shot, you know, if you're into that kind of thing. I'm not, but if you're into that kind of thing, that's what a bird dog is. They get there first. They source the transactions and they get the deals to the people who are actually going to go through all the work and do the deals and talk, do all the talking. And some people call it wholesaling. That's what we do here. And I love it.
Mm-hmm.
We send a bunch of mail offers out and to owners, and they sign them and send them back. We got there first. You can get there first. And then we start shipping them off to wholesaling them out to people who, whether if it's houses, it's the people that flip the houses or renovate and flip them. They do all the work. We mark them up 10 grand in our case. Or land, which is our bread and butter. And we put them out on our website, landstay.com, as a wholesaler. And we ship them out to, you know, we wholesale them out for rock bottom prices because we got there first. And then a lot of people in the business resell them retail on terms or whatever else. So being a bird dog, I love it. I love this position that we have.
No, I was thinking it's funny. I love that term too. And it does answer a lot of questions. I'm sitting in my head redesigning our business cards and I'm thinking, if I had that title below my name, you know, real estate bird dog, they might go, oh.
I was thinking that too, same thing.
Like acquisition bird dog, real estate acquisition bird dog or something like that. They're like, oh, now I understand what you do.
This is what happened with this guy at this holiday party. He's so it always starts like this. So you're in real estate? Yeah, what do you do? Well, we buy and sell land. Oh, I got a couple of pieces of property over here that there's this commercial property and this. I say, stop. Somebody got there first. If you know about it, I don't want to talk.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's nice.
And he wasn't the guy that was there first anyway. He just knows a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy. And now there's four people involved and that's not the business we're in.
Right. Exactly. That's so funny.
Jill's at the party too. I found her across the party and I'm like, I got it. We're bird dogs. And she said, what? Get away from me.
No, it's perfect. Then I thought about it. I'm like, no, it's perfect. You're right. That makes a lot of sense. And like you said, he started to go down that path. And once you said that, he just went, okay, done. Got it.
Then he handed me his card. He's
exactly.
Like, oh.
Call me next week.
Like, oh, he said that.
Then you passed the test.
You know what he did is he's immediately in one phrase, saw our value.
Well, and he upped his game.
Right.
He started to say, well, I have da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, mm-hmm. like wanting to up it to you, which was really nice. I appreciate that.
I honestly have been struggling about how to describe, you know, we're land wholesalers. Oh, really? I got to agree. You know, it's just so overused and it could mean 50 things.
Uh-huh.
But bird dog, I like it.
It's so funny. Yeah, so many times when we're out, I sit and think about what other occupation do I want to use tonight? Because seriously, because you and I, we both have this difficulty. Like, please don't ask me what I do. Please don't ask me what I do. Because it's hard. It's not difficult once you get it, but it's hard for people to kind of, I don't know why, but the general public can't quite wrap their head around what we do.
Well, it has to be how we're delivering it. Because if I said, I'm a plumber, they're like, oh, yeah, okay, good.
All right.
I'm a doctor. Oh, what kind? I'm a real estate agent. Oh, good for you. But, you know.
Oh, that's nice.
So, you know what I've been saying?
Oh, bless your heart.
It's just that everybody wants to put stuff in a box, and that's fine. But, you know, what I've been saying lately is I own a real estate data company. What? Oh, yeah, we provide all the data, ownership data, to real estate agents. Oh, okay, that's nice. That stops them, too.
That's
my whole goal is to stop it.
I do, too. Well, you know what? Sometimes I just use the open-ended data company thing because then they don't even want to ask questions.
Right.
Most of them will go, oh, I don't really understand it. I'm not going to follow up on that. Then they'll follow up with, well, where do you like to travel? Perfect.
Yes.
Now I want to talk about that.
Exactly, Joe. We have the same goal.
Yeah.
The person who cut my hair recently for the first time asked me what I did. And I said,
crazy lady?
Yeah, I did the real estate data thing. And she said, oh, that sounds so complicated. Where do you like to travel? Just like that, it stopped.
Perfect.
And that's my whole goal.
That's it. That's great.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. This is the Technical 2. 2 minutes of property investment advice, sometimes less than 2 minutes or more than 2 minutes, from our 15-year, 15,000-plus transaction experience. You've heard me say it a million times, but it deserves to be said again. Get there first. We are in the bird dog business. We are not really in the real estate business, if you really philosophically think about it. I don't want to steal Jill's thunder here about, because she's the inspiration. I'm just the information. Mm-hmm. That's why we're here, to use data, understand it, get there first, pre-negotiate the deal, and get it to the people who are really going to do a real estate transaction. Do you think that turns people off? Do you think they want to kind of be in there? I mean, you could do both. You could be the bird dog and the wholesaler and the retailer. Some of our members do that, a lot of them actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think that's crazy at all. It depends on what you want to do, how much time you want to spend on the phone.
That's what it is, Jill. And that's where I stop.
Yeah. Do you want to be exactly, I mean, do you want to just be making the deals, or you want to be out there doing the selling and the dressing it up and making it look pretty? And it depends on what you like. I agree.
We provide some of those services for our members right now. And eventually we'll provide them all where mm-hmm. we, you know, because we've been doing this for thousands and thousands of deals. We have a lot of experience dressing up property, specifically land, and putting it out on the internet and having it sell the next day. So we're in the process of putting together the tools mm-hmm. that are included in the Data to Doorstep group of, collection of tools. So we're making it easier and easier and easier. My preference is just to wholesale it out and just keep the machine like a stamping machine. Just keep stamping them out.
Do you know what's funny about this, what you just said? I just thought about, I have had people that come to me are like confused and maybe a little like hesitant because they don't see I have a lot of property for sale. Duh. Let's think about why.
You know, that's a great point.
Thing. I never say that. I just think it just made me think about it. I'm like, gee, I wonder why you don't file out of available property under my name. Let's think about it. I can't keep it in. Next.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, what ends up, we sell the property long before we buy it. Really what we do is, I call it selling the APN, assessor's parcel number. You know, the A-list group of buyers that we have, all they want is an APN. They don't want us to do maps. They're so used to doing this. Mm-hmm. So we never end up doing the engineering. Well, that's going to stop. Because exactly for what
we just
Jill
said.
Said.
But it's silly, though.
We're in the process of putting all of our completed sales up on Landsday so that everyone can very clearly see that and look at the exact properties mm-hmm. Of all the 15,000, 16,000 deals we've done.
I don't want to spend too much time on that because it is kind of after the fact, everyone.
Well, I mean, I'm tired of it. You know why? I'm just tired of answering it. You nailed mm-hmm. it, Jill. There's a lot of people who keep asking, well, there's 22 properties for sale on your website. Mm-hmm. And I look at this guy's website over here and he's got, 800.
Yeah, let's think about that.
So I'm just tired of answering it. And, uh-huh. and we're within days, by the time this airs, it'll be done.
Uh-huh. That's cool.
So check out landsday.com.
Yep.
There's a lot of completed sales there.
Exactly. A lot more than available property.
It could be as like a comparison value site because all the sold prices are on there.
That's
actually
true.
Cool.
That'd be kind of fun to see the different dates and everything. I think that's cool. Awesome.
If you have a question, you want to be on the show, or you want to be a bird dog, call 800-725-8816. Jill, it's the inspiration. My favorite part of the show, inspire us.
Thank you. Do you have goals? Do you have dreams? They're different. And one of them you need to write down. So I want you to think about where you want to be and big picture. Those are your dreams. I want to live here. I want to retire here. I want to have this. I want my family, you know, around me. I want the security, whatever the big thing is. Those are your dreams. Now bring them down a notch and now set some goals. Those are the easier attainable ones. And it might be, gosh, I want to be debt free in 2 years or 1 year or 5 years, you know, whatever it is, depending on your plans, you know. So those are your goals.
That's awesome advice.
Thank you. And those
I believe in that.
Mm-hmm, and I want you to write those down, because as you think about and write down and solidify those goals, that's going to get you to your dreams.
Can I take it just one step further?
Yeah.
To my take on it?
Yeah.
I would even go so far as to just sit down often, especially if you're really new or really young, in your early 20s or teens. Close your eyes and think about it a lot. You know, mm-hmm. when you're a kid, it's daydreaming is just part of it. It's part of your whole thing. And I would encourage you, I don't think you should spend 4 hours doing this, but I think you should sit down and really look at and see where you want to live in 5 years, or see what your bank account balance looks like. I mean, really visually see it when you close your eyes. And it's proven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I include a very short 4 or 5 page book in our Cash Flow from Land program that it's been like from the 30s. Somebody wrote it in the 30s or 40s. And it talks all about the power of really seeing yourself and going through the habits and saying the same stuff like Jill does.
Mm-hmm.
About where you want to be. And it really, really, really works. I didn't, you know, honestly, I didn't do this until I met her. And even then I thought it was a pile of malarkey until I started doing it. And it's like yoga. It's like, mm-hmm. okay, that's for sissies until you do it a few times. And then it's like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Well, it could even happen on little things too. Like, haven't you ever been somewhere and there's a drawing and you're like, call my name. And they call your name. You know, I mean, you can almost really, not to get too... weird out there, but I mean, you could think about it. I know. Well, I mean, are you going to make fun of me? I thought you were going to give me a whole iron.
I am now, because now it went the way of Jill.
Oh, but you could really, okay, well, you went down this path, so I'm going to end it.
I don't think you can move pencils with your head in your brain, or maybe somebody can, but
I really think
that you can form habits in your head and do stuff every single day, little tiny mind things every single day and make things. Power of suggestion and suggest yourself into being wealthy if that's what you want. Or get like young kids, young boys always want fast cars.
Mm-hmm.
This always comes up when I say this. I say, well, picture the car in the driveway of the house that you want every single day, and it really will get you motivated. It'll happen.
Mm-hmm. Good.
You know, it's all where you see yourself, Jill. You mm-hmm. know, like I can see where we're going to be with all this stuff 5 years from now mm-hmm. and beyond.
Exactly.
Can you? Do you actually do it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do. I do. You know, I do smaller things. You do bigger things. And I don't think it's gender specific. I think it's person specific. I look at how I want today to go, this week to go. I'm on the short-term things.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's really all I need. You know, I just need good day, good week, good month, something to look forward to, a trip on the calendar, you know, those little things.
Yeah.
You're the right. Other stuff, I know it's out there and I know it's going to come, and I don't, because you know why? I don't want to worry about it,
mm-hmm.
but they're out there
for
me.
That's my job.
So yeah.
That's why we're partners.
But so yeah, you know what's kind of funny?
If we did the same stuff all the time, that would not be good.
You know, my dreams are smaller, I think, than some people's, because you know what? I kind of have all the stuff I want.
Well, that's good.
So maybe that's why this is different for me.
That's great.
You know, when I really look around, I mean, it's seriously, my birthday was just the other day. You asked me, what do I want? And I really had to sit and think about it. I'm like, I can't think of something that I really want that I don't have, you know?
What'd you get?
So I had an awesome, awesome me day, which was a total spa day, and I disappeared and had a blast. So thank you.
You came back happy person.
Yeah,
because I disappeared. You're happy all the time, but
great.
You came back like...
relaxed.
Like on morphine, like I just don't care what happens.
Exactly. Totally.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then I had a nice dinner to look forward to with our friends, and that was it.
You know what? That makes me feel great. Yeah. When you're happy and all satisfied, you know, It makes me feel happy inside, seriously.
Thank you. Now you're getting all touchy-feely.
Yeah, but I'm not going to move a pencil with my head.
All right. I think I can do that.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want, except moving objects with your mind.
Well, I don't know. We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. You know what? It's what's great about this inspiration thing with you? You always dance right on the edge. You know, I'm always like, did you ever see the X-Files where the two characters, one's all empirical evidence and the other one's like, you have to see this and believe it. You know, I want to believe.
Which one's?
The woman
or the guy?
The woman is me, the empirical evidence. She's a medical doctor and the guy
Scully,
is.
Scully
is her name. And Mulder's like, this is for, if you young people are listening, whoever is young, turn it off.
Yeah.
The show was off.
I don't
a long
even
time
know
ago.
The show that well. I watch reruns with you.
You know, but the guy, the main character, Mulder, is all, you know, the poster in the back of his office for years in the show is, I want to believe.
Okay.
That was what the whole show was about, so.
Yeah, I'm definitely more him.
I know. Good show.
Thank you.
Anyway, it's supposed to be about bird dogs and how we get there first, and it's just, that is at the root of how we make a really good living.
Mm-hmm.
Finding people, using data, and finding people who want to sell their property, they want to just get rid of it. They don't care about price.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to have some cards printed up.
I think that'd be really funny to do.
Real estate, property bird dog.
Property bird dog. That'd be great. Just
Have you ever met anybody who doesn't know what a bird dog is? Or did you know?
Well, I know what a bird dog is. I've never owned a bird dog and I've never hunted.
No, I'm not the real definition.
Oh.
Maybe, you know what? It just occurred to me that no one...
Now you got to explain that to some people.
No, a bird dog is somebody who's just sniffing around, finding the deal, getting there first.
Wonder what the definition is. I'm going to look that up.
Okay. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land.
For half price, just so we can flip it for way more.
And really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.